For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. UM System President Moon Choi announced today that students will be required to wear face masks while indoors on campus this fall, the Columbia Missourian reports. This comes after a UM System Board of Curators meeting earlier today. Instructors are expected to wear face shields, which the university is working to secure. These face shields will allow deaf and students who are hard of hearing to better read instructors' lips. Decisions on whether this policy will extend to the system's other three campuses are yet to be decided. All four campuses will start in-person classes on August 24th. MU is also prepared to transition to either hybrid or online classes during the semester, depending on how the COVID-19 pandemic progresses. The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri wants police officers out of schools in the state. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, it's calling on administrators to end their contracts with departments.
The ACLU of Missouri's Luz Maria Enriquez says the money spent on school resource officers would be better used on children's well-being, such as more school counselors.
There is no evidence that increased police presence in schools improves school safety.
The ACLU says cops in schools perpetuates the over-disciplining of students of color. It's reached out to 10 districts so far, mostly around St. Louis and Kansas City. Some of those administrators say they're committed to their officers being used to build positive relationships. The use of school resource officers has been debated before. 2 years ago, the Parkland school massacre sparked a debate over school safety. I'm Ryan Delaney.
University of Missouri workers protested possible layoffs to custodial and landscaping staff on campus today. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
Dozens of university staff and supporters recited chants and marched around Jesse Hall before entering the building during the Board of Curators meeting. Speakers decried Mizzou potentially outsourcing some 280 jobs to contractors and questioned whether cuts could be made elsewhere instead. Labor's Local 955 union president Carl Basinger says they've been trying to meet with the university for weeks to discuss other options to no avail.
If they checked into their endowment fund, which is over $1 billion, maybe they could figure something else out besides cutting the lowest wage people that have been working for 30 years at the same job.
The university says it hasn't made a final decision yet, but that the outreach to contractors is driven by budget cuts from the state. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services issued a new health order that will begin next Tuesday and end on July 20th. While Boone County has seen a rise in COVID-19 cases, the health department says all goals have been met to continue reopening. The new order will lift occupancy limits for most businesses, provided they can still adhere to social distancing requirements. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.